Chairs No Waiting, episode number 383, listener feedback number 30. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Check out Weavers. They got some great new things, two new t-shirts, so go check them out. One of them is Nobody Escapes from the Mayberry Jail. It's a great t-shirt. It's just a beige t-shirt with Barney, Opie, and Andy on it. If you don't like just a beige one, you can get another beige one that says, you'll have to go through us first. It also has Andy, Barney, and Opie on it. Two great new t-shirts at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of tonight's show is my wife, Jan Newsom, because she brings you the podcast pretty much every week by allowing me to do this. And who am I? I'm Alan Newsom, if you don't know. Alan Newsom, I'm the webmaster for imayberry.com and the tagsrbc.com and who's been messing up the bulletin board chapter, which is, I can't do it, but it's the initials, who's WB, anyway, who's been messing up the .com. I can't do the letters. It's who's been messing up the bulletin board, the first letter of each one of those. I can type it. I just can't say it because it's not a word. Anyway, I am the webmaster for all those things. Been doing that since the 1990s, early 90s, somewhere around 94, 3, somewhere in that time frame. Wow. Oh, that hurts so much. Because I don't know if you know, I'm recording this since 2016, you know, because you may be listening to this later. But wow, I've been doing this for a while. But I love it still. Love it. That's the reason I'm here. And I'm glad you're here. We got listener feedback. Now, the last several weeks, I've been collecting listener feedback from different people about different episodes and things. And so we've got some voicemail, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. I think I had some more written stuff, and I don't think I grabbed it all. So I'm upset with myself. So let's just go through the voicemail, and we'll see what else I can find. But folks, I want to thank everybody who did take time to write or call in. And I think first, we're going to go in here from Paul Mulick. Now, Paul Mulick, he's one of our, I guess, regular contributors. He is our trivia expert, one of the guys I go to anyway to find out stuff. And there was a podcast not too long ago that was asking the question on the episode where Gomer goes to and meets Mary Grace and they're dancing at the end of the episode. You remember that? We talked about that. And the question came up was, what was the name of that music? Where did that music come from? So let's hear this from Paul because he has an answer for us. So Paul, take it away.
Hi, Alan. Paul Mulick in Joplin, Missouri, calling in again. You had someone the other day was trying to figure out the name of the song that's playing when Gomer is dancing with Mary Grace. I used to correspond some with Earl Hagen years and years ago, and I asked him about that once. What I did was I took a piece of music manuscript paper and wrote out the tune and sent it to him and asked him about it, and he confirmed that he did write it for the Andy Griffith Show, but he did not remember the name of it. So there's still a little detective work on my part to be done there. He said also that he had donated his scores to a university, but he couldn't remember which one. So if anybody knows that, then that's a lead we might follow up on. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, man, that's great news. So, okay, so we know now that Earl wrote the music. He actually wrote that that song, I don't know what you'd call that, the music that Gomer was dancing to with Mary Grace. But we still don't know the name of it. So, folks, there's you a challenge to get out there and try to find, you know, whatever the name of that was. Because, you know, I have no idea what the name was. I believe I remember asking this at the time, telling you guys you need to go out there and find it. Because, you know, I'm not an expert in the music stuff. So, you know, definitely something that you want to go out there and try to find, because we want to find out what the song that Gomer was dancing to.
Golly!
Thanks, Gomer. All right. So next up, I have a voicemail from Ted Womack. Okay. So Ted Womack, he's one of our tribute artists. If you've never met him, he does Mr. Wheeler. And he does a great job doing Mr. Wheeler. Always has some shingles that you can carry around for him. Climb up on the roof if you meet him. You know, he'll be glad to let you do that for him. And he'll take lemonade and maybe a big onion or something as payment. So let's go hear from Ted. So, Ted, take it away.
Mr. Allen, this is Ted Womack, buddy. I hope you're doing well. Mr. Wheeler, got a question for you. Have you ever heard of the name of Limley Gilbert that Andy always had mentioned on the TV show? It's L-E-M-L-E-Y Gilbert. A friend of mine said that was an old circuit preacher that Andy knew years ago, and he had mentioned a couple of times on the show. But the guy said he had a picture of Andy with a new puppy, and he also named the puppy Limley Gilbert, too. So I just thought I'd, you know, run that by and see what you think and what you heard about or anything. So anyway, take care, man. Be good. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Ted. Now, I looked up this information, and at least what I could find. So this, again, is something you guys may want to go and check out. I found some pictures online of Andy and Barbara when they were, I guess, in Manio. Now, these pictures were taken back in July the 23rd, 1957, at Andy's home in Manio, North Carolina. And in those pictures, you can see Limley Gilbert. Now, Limley Gilbert was the name of a dog that Andy had there. So Andy and his wife had Limley Gilbert, so their puppy. It was a West Highland White Terrier that was named after a Baptist preacher and a distant cousin of Andy. So that's where Limley Gilbert came from. Now, so in those pictures, you can actually see that. And I'll post these pictures on our Facebook page so you'll be able to see them. So if you go to facebook.com/twochairs, you'll see the pictures, and you can see Andy and Barbara there and Manny O sitting in a chair. Now, I do believe the chair that Andy's sitting in this picture is one that his dad actually made. And one of the pictures you'll see is them sitting on the lake, and it's actually Andy sitting between his dad and his mom, and Barbara Griffith sitting there on the chair as well. So we'll post those, so you'll be able to see Andy's dad, Carl, and his mom, and Barbara as well. And you'll see little Limley Gilbert, the dog. Now, that was exactly right. Ted was right. He had heard correctly, as he said here. He was a Baptist preacher, is who Limley Gilbert was, and he was a distant cousin of Andy. Now, a little bit more trivia here is Limley Gilbert was a name of, is an episode of Gomer Pyle USMC called Gomer Untrains a Dog. And Gomer is reluctantly chosen by Sergeant Carter to be the handler for a group of new sentry dogs. His dog is named Killer that he has to take care of, but Gomer decides to call him by another name when he's off duty instead of Killer. He didn't like calling him Killer. And the name he gave the dog that he was taking care of, his dog as a boy had, and his name was Limley Gilbert. That's right. Now, Limley Gilbert is also believed, I believe on the episode, it may be episode 105 of the Andy Griffith Show, that Limley Gilbert is Phoebe Gilbert's brother. Okay, so that's a little bit more, that's all I could find. So if you guys have more information about that, please call in and let me know, because that'll get us even more details to help Ted out. All right, so what have we got coming up next? We've got a voicemail from, I guess we should hear this. Let's go with this one from Joseph Carter, because Joseph called in and he wrote in as well. So if you, I was struggling whether to read it or to listen to it, because when he called in, there's a 2-minute limit on my voicemail. And so he starts reading. So I may let him start reading so you can hear his voice. Then I may read his comments, because his comments are so good. I don't know. He did a great job reading it, but he had to read it so fast to try to get it into the 2-minute time limit. So anytime you have a problem with that, folks, if you're wanting to send me something, you can send it to me. You can record your voice and email me the audio recording if you'd like to do that. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. So if the voicemail is just too long or the message is too long, if it's good, I'll be able to play it. You know, if it's, you got to make it interesting. I mean, I, hate to sound mean, but it's got to be a fairly interesting topic. But I think these are good ones. So Joseph called in, and he's talking about the last couple of episodes in the Andy Griffith Show that we'd done. And so he's referring back to, what were they called? I'm looking to see. I know I wrote this down somewhere. Oh, here it is. What Keeps Mayberry Alive? And he's talking about that was episode number 382, last episode. And the one before that, 381, Mayberry's Alive and Well. So that's what he's calling in to talk about. So, Joseph, take it away.
Hey, Alan, this is Joseph Carr again. I'm just going to make this as quick as I can, buddy. Andy Griffith on Earth, you know, that it's just the heaven on earth deal, and it'd be the perfect life for you and me to live in if we could possibly live there. You know, if there really was a Mayberry, we'd give anything, pay any amount of money to live there, get there. And, you know, the thing that I love about it, it's a real possible show. There's no super cool guy that can kick a jukebox and make it play. There's no alien landed from another planet, no war going on, and no super rich country folks living in Beverly Hills. It's all believable. And now when I give anything to be in a scene of the Andy Griffith Show, you know, with Andy and Barney just being there to feel that I was in Mayberry, and the characters, Andy and Barney as the stars, be the perfect police department as well as best friends the person could possibly have, Aunt B and Opie and perfect characters. They'd be just the right people to run into in Mr. Foley's grocery store, and hopefully the dogs wouldn't be trying to get the meat out of Opie's wagon. And we couldn't resist getting a haircut at Floyd's barbershop at least every 2 weeks, because we couldn't stand not seeing Floyd and the barbershop gang. And, if all else failed, we'd play a game of checkers with Judd. And our car, if our car needed anything like that, we'd definitely go to Wally's service station and talk to Gomer and Goober, of course, provided Gomer's home on leave. And all the unmentioned characters each would be priceless, asset. And our last thing, our husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, we'd all have to go out on a triple date with Andy and Helen and Barney and Thelma Lou. We'd love to see what's playing at the Grand Theater right now, though, because, we want to make sure the girls like it. But Andy and, Alan, the main thing, Andy Griffith's show is the master design of a perfect life, a perfect town, and the perfect people that keep our world fun, surprising, without a dull moment. And all we can do is dream, wish, and hope that one day there will.
So there, cut him off. That's what I'm saying. So he says it was a perfect town. Surprising that it'd never be a dull moment. In our day and time, the shape of the world and the country we live in, we can all continue to think, dream, and wish. If there were only a real Mayberry, and hope that we'll find it someday. And that's from our friend and Andy Griffith Show fan, Joseph Carter. So, Joseph, thank you for calling in. And you did a great job reading through that. And he got right to the end. So he posted his message in the comments section on episode number 382. So you can go over there and read what he wrote, which I think he did a great job delivering it. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you so much for taking time to call in. And not only call in, write in your comments about what keeps Mayberry alive. And you are so right. The characters Andy and Barney would be a perfect police department, wouldn't they? Wouldn't it be so fun to be around them? And they'd be the best friends a person could have, is what you said. Aunt B and Opie and the perfect character. It's just, your story was great. And of course, we'd have to go to Floyd.
You got to come over to the barbershop and get a haircut.
Of course you do. Yeah, of course you would. Have to go over and get Floyd's, give you a haircut. Great stuff. And getting your car fixed over at Wally's. Great job. Thank you again for calling in. So I'm going to read one more to you. And then we got a voicemail I want to play to wrap things up a little bit. This one's from Mike Dudley. And he's talking about loving the show. And this is about as well. This is a follow-up reference to episode number 382. What Keeps Mayberry Alive, and pretty much probably 381, which was Mayberry's Alive and Well. So Mike says this about loving the show. He said, I recently discovered your podcast and have enjoyed listening to past episodes. The most recent caught my attention. I saw an interview with Andy Griffith some years back, and he mentioned that he should have named the show Mayberry. I'm sure this has been covered at length, but I've always felt that Mayberry is a state of mind. If you were lucky enough to be brought up on the show when, like he was, like, I think it was hard for me to put into words the draw of and its simplicity. Andy is being so proud after peeling an apple without breaking it, enjoying a calm, relaxing afternoon after church on Sunday. The black and white episodes really appeal to the right and wrong of things in everyday life. Bad guys getting punished or shown the error of their ways, such as the two carnies from Opie and the carnival getting caught cheating. Mr. Day from Opie's hobo friend learning what real damage he is doing by teaching Opie his drifter ways. Certainly actions having consequences. And we all like seeing good guys win and bad guys getting punished. In closing, I'm a 40-year-old father with two sons. I was lucky enough to take them to Mount Airy last year and spend the whole day there, and we loved it. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and have attended three different Mayberry reunions that were held there in past years. I was lucky to have met Don Knotts and Betty Lynn, Howard Morris, Ernest T. Bass, George Lindsay, Goober, oh my goodness, Goober Pyle, the Darlins, and several one-shot characters along the way. And he thanks for the dedication and for the podcast, and God bless and good luck to you and yours. Thank you so much for writing in, Mike. And it is a really a state of mind, Mayberry is. And I think that is one of the things that keeps it alive, because it's like it's a real place. It's somewhere that we actually think we could go and we kind of want to go. Same thing that Joseph was saying earlier. All right. So I have one more voicemail. Now this one also gets cut off because it's only about 2 minutes that it has, and it about killed me that it got cut off, because this is an absolutely amazing voicemail. It's one of those, I've been doing this podcast for 380, this is the 83rd episode, 383rd episodes. So I've been doing it for a long time, since 2008. And, you know, sometimes you don't know for sure if how much this is actually impacting people, or if they're really enjoying it, I should say. And then I get a voicemail like this one from Cody. And I'm going to try my best to get Cody on the podcast. He's agreed to do that. I've just got to arrange some time to be able to get him on here with us. So this is from a fellow that's in our chat room most Monday nights. His name's Cody, and he's from Boston, Massachusetts. He's going to tell you that. So this is a great voicemail. It's one of those that really keeps me going. So Cody, take that away.
Hey, Alan. My name is Cody from Boston, Mass. I'm almost 22 years old, and I've been listening to your live podcast for a few months now, I'd say since the beginning of the year. But I've been listening to your archived shows on YouTube for a few years now. You may recognize my name in the chat room as Cody D., but I just wanted to give you a call and say thank you for doing your show every week. To make a long story short, I unfortunately was diagnosed with leukemia back in 2011 when I was 17 years old. And treatment wasn't working, and I ultimately needed a bone marrow transplant, which I had in 2013. So during those few years, I had a lot of downtime, a lot of hospital time, and I needed to turn to something. So I grew up watching reruns of The Andy Griffith Show. Obviously wasn't around for the real thing back in the 60s and stuff. So I was born in 1994. So I turned to that show when I was sick and needed something to keep my mind off of things. And I believe that show, like it does to a lot of people, the positive aspects of those shows definitely reflected on my fight against cancer. Just those values of treating other people like you would be like to be treated, live every day like it's your last day living, say I love you to the people that you love, and say I'm sorry to the people that you may have hurt. So I'd like to thank you for keeping that spirit alive. Without you and your show,
Oh, and that's where it ends. Oh, doesn't that make you want to just, whoa, what was he going to say? Cody, thank you so much for calling that in. I can't tell you what that means to me. And I hear your story and that the Andy Griffith Show had any part in helping you get better and improve and just kept your spirits up. That's amazing. And, you know, that you're not the first person I've heard that story from over the years. It's not often, but I've heard this before from people, and it just makes you really appreciate what a TV show can do for you. And it's not just a TV show. There's a community out here of people that love each other, care about each other, that we are kind of a family. And, you know, that meant a lot to me. I really appreciate you taking time to share that. And definitely, I will do my best. I've told him already, he's heard it, and the people in the chat room have heard this before. I will get him on here so he can talk a little bit more about that, because that was an amazing, amazing story you have. And I think Mayberry fans would enjoy hearing the rest of that story. So there's a little teaser for you. We'll be getting back to Cody. So Cody, again, thank you for calling in, and wow, great story. God bless you. I'm thanking you for letting us know that story, and I'm glad that you're doing better and things got better for you. So anyway, thank you. And thanks to all of you guys who listen to this show every week. Those are the kind of stories I like to hear from you. I'm always saying, I want to hear back from you guys. That's what I love stories. You all have one, and they're related to the Andy Griffith Show in some way. You've had good things happen to you, had bad things happen to you. Maybe the Andy Griffith Show helped you get through it, or maybe it just gives you a smile every day. Whatever the reason is, I'd love to hear your story. So feel free to call me at 888-684-8415 and leave your comments. Sorry, it's only 2 minutes. So I've had a couple of good ones in the last few weeks here. And the timer got you, and I hate that, but wow, great, great stories. So folks, I'm going to let you go on that, and I hope everything grows great. Again, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. It's toll free. It don't cost you anything. If you need to do a longer story, you can record yourself with your microphone on your computer or talk into your cell phone and then email me the file that comes with it. You can record yourself and email it to me at floyd@imayberry.com. And if it's a great story and it's not, you know, 45 minutes long, or even if it is, I can cut it up into 2 episodes if it's great enough. Folks, I'd love to hear your stuff, hear your stories. So again, thank you for all of you that called in and wrote in. And we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fite Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fite lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.